last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
You know where none of this is happening?
Absalom.
Exactly.
Yet.
Oh.
Yet. Hey. We don't hurry.
Let's go. Oh. Okay.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the Shumfalo Five.
Oh, no. An 11-foot cyclops brandishing a pair of pistols. We'll start this combat with the Leadsmiths and Vuslog atop the maw of Rovagug.
We're all gonna die.
This is new.
What does this
and
mean?
And she's gonna summon a Lutin from another timeline.
What?
My name's Vuslog.
Vuslog, what are you doing here?
Yeah, you've come to the end now, Shumfalo Five. I'll show you what I'm doing.
So Vuslog takes full damage,
Vuslog
though.
Vuslog takes full damage. Full fireball damage.
Yeah.
66.
No, this is the type of fight when you do all the side quests first.
Yeah. That's exactly what this
That's what
is.
It feels like.
My axe wants to say hello.
Ooh.
Bring it on, Fuzzy.
Leadsmith 3 takes 29 damage.
Kal-El takes 29
damage. Kal-El takes 29 damage.
I'm so sorry. Oh, no.
But describe your kill on Leadsmith 3.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Clear the field a little bit.
He electrocutes to death.
I'm going to do my opportune backstab right now.
Oh. What?
Yes. Yes.
You are the worst.
I've done nothing in this entire combat except for run around, but I only do 2d6.
He only has 0 hit points, so I'm sure you'll be okay.
Yeah, 12 damage.
Okay. And you see this massive horde of ogres and flying bats. And we're going to have to find out what happens next week.
Oh. Ah.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, somewhat peoply.
Somewhat peoply. Dip my people in ranch, am I right? Huh?
What? I was going to say, I don't even know what any of those things mean.
I don't think we're allowed to even talk about cannibalism and rating.
No, he just dipped people in the whole show. No, I wouldn't do that on purpose.
You delisted us.
He dipped him in ranch. He didn't say anything about eating.
Right. We're just dipping
him
in ranch.
It's heavily implied. Ranch
what
being
if you had
a swimming pool
full of your favorite sauce? What sauce would it be?
This is a good one.
Oh, man. This is definitely what I should have wrote down for my cold open.
You just think about it. You have to swim in this.
Sriracha.
Yeah, I'm going to go with honey
Sriracha?
Mustard.
Honey mustard.
I don't want to swim in it. I don't want to swim in any of that.
But you got to swim in it. This
is a rule.
It's in a pool. Come on.
Your pool is full of this sauce,
probably,
and you got to swim in it.
Water.
Sauce.
That's not a sauce.
Dip my chicken wings in water.
Ew.
Campfire sauce?
Red Robin?
Yeah.
Campfire
sauce? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
All day.
Mine definitely would be a barbecue.
Yeah, you go to dive in and you just and then you just kind of slowly sink to the bottom.
I think I would pick honey barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brittany, how about you?
Because I don't want spicy.
How about this horrible?
I refuse.
Yeah, good for you.
AJ wants to know what pool liquid he swims.
AJ, the 7-year-old?
AJ, the 7-year-old, who now only listens to that episode where we talked about him on repeat the first 10 minutes.
AJ!
That was like episode 88. That was great. Well, today's episode 93.
Ooh,
can you guys believe we're getting close to triple digits? I'm not a big fan of celebrating milestone episodes because, you know, they're usually forced when you do that. I prefer to be a little more organic.
Mm.
You know, nobody can point to a single episode of any show they've ever watched and been like, it was number 100 for me. You know, like
some people will.
Right.
Yeah.
There
not
are
everybody.
Those. No.
But some.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Jordan, you're a huge Office fan. Was it their 100th episode that was the best one for you? Like, oh.
Yeah, that's a good point. I have no idea.
It was the proposal episode.
And it has probably more to do with the story, I think.
I mean, Diversity Day is up there.
Diversity? Oh.
But what episode number was that?
Like 3.
You know?
That's really early.
Season finale? Sure, yeah. I can see some season finales make it on a lot of people's top lists, but arbitrarily just picking a number and saying this one's the one after 99, so it must be special.
Well, I mean, episode 457 of Sasquatch Chronicles is actually my favorite.
So there you go.
See, she's perfect she's example.
The one. So I'm
she's the one of our group.
She's the some people.
I, for one, am up for any excuse to party and celebrate. So
there you go. Well, we're definitely going to celebrate our 100th episode here in 7 short weeks from now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Thunder Buddies can celebrate with us by liking, subscribing, and sharing with your friends.
Man. Hey.
Right?
That's plug, right.
Plug Master D. Hip.
I'm glad you think about that stuff because I never do.
Well, before we worry about that, we need to worry about what's happening in Greg. Greg turned to look at the whiteboard because I'm staring at it.
Yeah.
That's just where I'm thinking.
Okay.
That's just where I have my thoughts organized is that space.
Usually there's new information.
Normally I read it ahead of time, and I definitely didn't this
time. You leave us messages warnings.
The only message up there is in pink. Duval, why don't you go ahead and read that for me?
First of all, it's written in Celtic runes, but then... When you roll a natural 20 or a natural 1, it needs to be announced.
That's right.
Why would you have me say that?
Why indeed? So strange. I don't know. I was listening back to an episode where we were rolling some check, and you're like, oh, I got a 34. I'm like, dang, 34, that's pretty good. You were like, yeah, well, it was a 20. Like, whoa, just buried the lead.
Really?
Yeah.
I did that?
Here I am using my special mutant power again. To kill any mood.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you did it.
Exactly. That's your superpower. You just,
this is my superpower.
You're like that one guy from
mood.
What They Do in the Shadows.
Which one? Oh, the energy vampire?
The energy vampire, yes. Yeah.
Great show.
Probably one of the best show. Characters.
Colin Robinson.
Yeah, Colin Robinson.
Well,
yeah, it's great.
I'll try better. I'll try harder.
You know, I just, here's what it is. I want to celebrate. When you have natural 20s, I want to, you know.
No, celebrate. You want to celebrate when he has natural ones.
That's right.
That's not true.
I don't think we have a problem announcing when we have natural 20s.
So much animosity.
Celebrate. Celebrate good times. Come on.
I like it when you guys are successful. It's entertaining to me. I mean that. I know a lot of GMs out there are like, suffer. And they just want every player they have to burn and cry. Like I made that poor 8-year-old young man cry when we played Pathfinder a long, long time ago.
Excellent job.
Or was he 10? I don't know. I killed
8 to 10-year-olds need to cry. My buddy every John's once in a while.
Character. Dude, like we've established.
Oh, that's right.
I'd say 7 to 10 are jerks.
Yeah. No, it's well.
Right, AJ.
Poor AJ.
Oh, man.
He already has it out for you, though, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got to keep the beef going now.
Yeah, right.
That's like a whole thing.
I like it when people have success in the moment because, I don't know, it's just when you're that hyped up and the stakes are high as they are in this game, and then you throw a natural 20, maybe I'm just like, I don't know, empathetic about it, but the hype gets, I get going too, and I'm like, yeah, good job, you killed my monster! And I'm like, oh, that means I mean, now we got to move on to the next thing, I guess, that I have to prepare.
Monster.
Yeah. So maybe I shouldn't be that happy about it, but
no,
I don't
know,
I am.
That's
I like good. It.
Now, that's written up there because we don't always announce our natural ones.
There's also that.
I always say
who
my
doesn't do that,
ones.
Scott?
I don't know who would ever do a thing like that. It just happens.
I announce it even when I don't want to.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
There it is.
I don't roll a lot of natty ones, so I don't know.
No, and we would never know, would we?
You know what? No, you wouldn't. No, I don't cheat. Greg's sitting right here. He's the rules lawyer.
God.
He's a rules lawyer. Next season, we're going to swap seats.
No, absolutely not. So he's going to end up sitting over there by Brittany, and they're just never going to say anything.
That's right.
What are you two doing over there? Natural 20. What do you want?
Yeah. We should buy Greg like an all-white Matlock suit.
For what?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're
the lawyer. Yeah.
Oh, like Matlock?
Explain Matlock to 90% of our listeners.
Oh, my gosh. Jordan. Pull over. You're going to want to Google this.
When I was a kid, I was like, this is what the stuffy old people were watching.
Hey, Mark is laughing.
Those are the shows I watched with my grandma.
Thunder Buddy Mark laughing Wheel of Fortune. Hard right now.
He wore a white suit?
He's 60.
All white, bro.
Yeah, all white.
I didn't know that. I mean, I'm down to wear an all
like
white suit.
And like a black bow tie.
That's how you catch a criminal.
It will be.
Looking like the Orville Redenbacher.
Speaking of grandma shows, Pat Sajak retired. How crazy is
do
that?
Do you know how much money Pat Sajak made a year?
I used to watch Wheel with my grandma.
Yeah.
That dude made millions of dollars a year.
Of course.
Probably you just call it Wheel?
Yeah,
yeah.
If you're old, that's what you call it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Watching the wheel your whole life.
I'm gonna go home and watch the wheel.
After I watch my stories,
I'm gonna watch my stories and watch the wheel.
I love that Vanna White.
Have me a good TV dinner.
Oh, TV dinner. I don't know
who you guys are trying to insult.
And go right to bed.
Literally only Mark at this point.
That's not Mark. It's
hey,
not
like Mark. That.
Yeah. Our buddy Mark, he's 60.
Is he 60?
He's offended by your jokes.
No one would ever know that Mark's
60. Mark's 60?
Though. Yeah.
He looks younger than me.
Ray Shao Ghoul, bro.
Get out of that Lazarus pit, yeah. Mark.
No way he's 60.
He won't tell anyone where it is.
No.
The Lazarus pit yeah. that he has? Yeah.
Or his birth certificate. House.
Right. Yeah. Prove it. Prove it, buddy.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah. No
Mark
way.
He's retired 60? Like 15 minutes ago, didn't
yeah.
he?
Just about. Yeah. Just yeah. about 15 yeah. minutes
so
ago.
Congratulations,
congratulations,
Mark.
Yeah. bro. Dang, give me your secret. He uses lotion, I bet you.
He probably takes big showers.
He takes cold showers. Uses lotion.
Lotion.
That dude's hydrated.
Yes. Yeah.
Inside and out.
Stays young. Staying young.
Oh, man.
Our other buddy, Mike, just turned 50, and he looks like he could be Mark's dad.
Yeah.
There you go, Mike.
Now Mike's not going to listen for another
Last time I insulted him, he took 6 months yeah. off.
Really? Oh, he did.
What a sassy, sassy
man. Why would you do that?
Because that's all love.
What up, Mike?
That's all love. I love all our Thunder buddies.
He doesn't listen. When we insult him, he refuses to listen just to spite us.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, you're missing out, bro. And doing it to you.
Yeah, and then we all make fun of him and infinitely when we see him. And then eventually he's like, all right, I'll get caught up. And then he binges the show in like 2 weeks, listens to everything.
Mike, you are a Marine. You can't let this guy get to you.
Oh, I mean, I live in his head. Rent free, dog. Rent free. That's Air Force power, baby. Oh, that's air power.
Oh, that's hilarious.
We are way in the woods today.
Oh, I love it.
Let's bring it back in.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're not a trash on mic podcast.
Which sauce fills your pool?
Yeah, we are. Already answered that gross question. Sriracha. Just the thought of it in the crevices of the body is enough to stop.
Oh, yeah. Just the word crevices ruined everything.
Five killer strikes again.
With the crevices.
I need a superhero costume. All right.
What would it look like?
It would look like that sound.
That reminds me of Matlock.
No. That's Law and Order.
Matlock was way more cheerful.
I know.
Yeah, it was.
Not that I can remember.
Him. Andy Griffith just walks in with his fishing pole, puts it up against the bailiff, and then he just goes
to work, yeah. baby.
I got it.
Starts cooking.
Let him cook.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a reboot. I'm here for the Matlock reboot. Who would play...
Who would play
Matlock today?
Samuel L. Jackson.
I would watch that show.
That would slap. That would be
repeat.
So good. Do you see episode 2?
Six times.
He's calling them all those names.
Oh, gosh.
But it has to be rated TV-14. So he can swear.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For
yeah.
Sure. What? It does. I didn't say anything.
It's Sam Jackson.
Laughing at your joke. It was good.
Don't censor Sam.
You can't. It's like physically impossible.
That's also true. Sam cannot be censored.
He dropped the F-bomb in a Disney movie. That's it. That's the bar. Well, we're not a crap on mic podcast. That was where I wanted to take it.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
We're not.
Right. When last we left the Shumfollow 5,
yeah.
they had crapped on... a giant cyclops.
Yep.
It took you 4 whole rounds to get through Vuslog and 4 henchmen, which I think you guys all deserve a pat on the back because Luton, little bit of damage, 13 whole hit points. Darnayru, scratchless.
I don't know how that
flawless
happened.
Darnayru did not get hit. Varg lost 7 whole hit points. I'm assuming you lost some rage temp HP in there too.
Yeah, all of it.
And then Kairos, who I was picking on a little bit with some stray shots.
You were.
Only lost 23 hit points. Yeah. Kal-El took the meat of it all, was down 50 HPs, but as we know, Luton has some built-in druid powers that can boost him right back up pretty quickly. But there is one thing that you guys forgot about.
No, I didn't forget.
You didn't forget? What is it, Greg? What is it that you didn't forget about?
A bomb.
That's right.
Yeah.
There is a massive pyronite explosive that has been rigged to the tip of the maw of Rovagug. And if we go back to the map, we can see that
Varg... Tip of the maw, teeth and lips.
tip of the tongue, the teeth, and the lips.
Yep. Okay, that's pretty good.
That's our vocal warm up. Varg is about 60 or 40 feet away with a difficult terrain check to jump up on the barrel. Darnayri's 10 foot past that. Kairos is 120 feet away. Luton's about 90 feet away. And I'm going to give you guys a free bit of information here. You have two rounds to disarm this thing before it explodes.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
So you have an interesting choice to make here, because if it explodes...
Bye-bye, Maw.
The Maw of Rovagug will be irreparably damaged, maybe. I don't know. Something.
Okay.
There's more. Hold on. Let me finish painting the scene. Finish painting the scene before you make your comment.
The pressure.
It might change your comment.
The pressure.
Yeah, let him cook.
Okay.
As you look out onto the landscape surrounding the gunworks...
This is what I was scared of.
There is an army of ogres approaching. And not only that, but you can see in the crowd of ogres a hill giant. A single hill giant that has been affected by this mana storm to the point where it is now gargantuan.
Oh man.
Normally a 10-foot by 10-foot creature, this hill giant is 20 by 20, takes up 4 squares across and 4 squares high.
We need to shoot this thing.
And it is barreling towards you guys. In fact, the whole of the army is. And if you look across the battlements, you see the shield marshals and the leadsmiths have combined. The remaining leadsmiths have all combined to try to launch some kind of a counterattack at this encroaching behemoth army. An army of ogres is full of size large creatures. They're all the size of Kal-El, right? And then now they have this one juggernaut-looking monstrosity that's barreling towards you guys with a giant tree that's using as a club. And you get the impression that that's about... 3-ish rounds, 18 seconds away from the first wave of these creatures that will be able to scale the wall right at your position. Now, the shield marshals are doing their best, but this is an attack that's coming from all sides, and you guys have some decision-making to do.
And 2 rounds till this bomb, or 2 attempts to disarm before it goes off.
The last thing that you see, if you look out onto the battlements, you do see Loy Eaton, trench coat clad, long rifle in hand, and he's waving at you guys. You can't hear him. The storm, the gunfire, the war, the battle. He's far away on the gatehouse that's off to your right somewhere, off to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets your attention, and he signals with his hand and points out at the army, like very forcibly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you see. You see Loy Eaton giving this hand signal.
Pointing at the obvious.
Pointing at you guys. And pointing out at this encroaching army. Now, Jordan, what were you going to say?
I have 2 thoughts.
Go for it.
First, how difficult is it to aim this cannon at the army, the Maw? Second, is another option throwing the bomb at them?
Well, so I was thinking like catapulted, but do we have a catapult?
I doubt it.
You have a Varg.
That's true.
How far can a Varg throw?
If a Varg could throw
bombs.
Bombs?
Worst tongue twister ever.
Yeah, it was terrible. Not great.
I have answers to all these questions.
Okay.
How do we want to do this?
You tell us the stuff, and then we'll do it.
I'll just say this. It is possible to aim and fire the Maw of Rovagug, if you decide to do that.
But that would take disarming the bomb anyway.
Which is a completely separate task.
Right.
That has a different round of checks and things.
Personally, I think we should attempt to throw the bomb at them.
That explosion is going to be incredibly huge. Right. Like, blow up the Maw, the wall. You're not going to throw it far enough to where it doesn't do damage to...
I don't know.
How do I know? I've seen your arms.
He is assuming.
That's a big assumption based off of one grain
of
this stuff blowing off a door to a university.
Sure.
Can we attach the bomb to something and fire it out of the bomb?
That's what I want to do, but I'm afraid of what might happen, but I'm game to try that one.
Potentially, but you'd have to disarm it first. It's an active explosive.
Okay, we have to disarm it.
Fuse is lit. It is ticking down. Jostling it around and trying to load it into a cannon and then firing it out of said cannon has some risks involved.
How do we disarm it?
All these things are doable. You would need to go up to it and make a check.
Crafting?
Nope.
Thievery.
It's
going to
be
disarmed.
Thievery. It's straight up thievery check.
The cool thing is...
to disable device.
I used my bracelet of dashing which gives me a 10-foot speed boost for a minute, and I'm still within that minute. So I have a 40-foot movement speed.
Yeah, you could get there in two actions.
So what if,
even with the difficult terrain to climb up on the maw itself?
What if Darnayru goes up there to disarm the bomb while the rest of us try to aim the maw?
That's certainly a good plan. I can give you a variety of different tasks that you would have to do in order to fire the Maw of Rovagug, because it does need to be loaded, it does need to be primed and ignited, and then it needs to be aimed. Those would be the three functions you would have to complete in order to shoot this thing off.
Are we in the right position to... Do we need to take any moves?
No.
Okay.
Not if you're firing the cannon, no. And I'm only restricting the moves to the bomb itself, because
it's in a very specific
on a
location.
Timer, you know.
Yeah.
So that's that's okay. Very critical.
Fair.
If you see there's on the map, there are these little wheels that look like giant bolts. They're actually part of the mechanism to aim and load the thing. And then there's this hatch that's right behind the Maw of Rovagug, and you can summon ammo out of that and load the cannon. So it has kind of an automated loading system.
Okay.
That uses a series of levers and pulleys that they're not visible on the combat map, but you can see right there's a terminal that you would use to complete all those functions as well. So in order to load the Maw of Rovagug, it would require a crafting check or a thievery check. In order to ignite and prime the cannon, it would require an arcana, a crafting, a nature, an occultism, or a religion check.
Okay.
And in order to aim the cannon, it would require a perception check. You have warfare lore?
I do.
Or a warfare lore check.
Yes. Nice.
Luton would like to either prime or aim.
Her nature check is formidable.
Yeah, it is.
Not sure. Here's an opportunity to sort of metagame who's going to do what role in that. You kind of have four tasks here, and there are four of you.
I'm disarming, obviously.
All right. So if Luton is going to ignite, what is your engineer or your warfare lore there, Berg?
I would say loading the maw.
Yeah? Crafting?
Yeah.
Well, what's your perception, Duval?
Yeah, I got one of those. Yeah. you know,
casual.
It's like 12.
It's like 12?
It's pedestrian.
And okay. As we discussed earlier, he doesn't roll ones, so...
That's true.
That's apparently. Favor.
I'm going to take that as a slight, but yeah.
No, it wasn't a slight.
No, what it is a prediction. I see your face.
So. The thing I'm most concerned about is I think we all used our hero points.
I got one.
I'm out.
I got one, baby.
I have one.
Can we take a rest first?
No.
You want to take a long rest?
Hill giants. Upon
long
us.
Rest. That's
army. Just wait a minute. Okay.
Hang on. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's put this on pause.
TV timeout.
Yeah.
It's not Skyrim.
Yeah.
You can't hit pause and eat a bunch of
drink
fish.
Drink
all your potions.
All right.
So let's deal with this explosive, shall we?
Yeah.
So all of you would need to be in some kind of a position to be near the maw. But before we do any of that, I forgot about Sasquatch Luton.
Yeah.
Sasquatch Luton!
Who's standing there, right? And remember, when she saw Varg, she kind of got a little bit like, and as the combat ends, as she's starting to fade away and fade back into her time, she's just a summoned creature, you see her run over to Varg, and she throws her giant hairy Sasquatch arms around him and leans in to say something, and you hear her say, My friend, take care of... And then she just...
Take care of who?
Disappears.
No!
Take care of what?
But she definitely recognized Varg.
And
Varg
interesting.
Say, okay, never mind. Varg will say that for after we're in the middle of something.
Yeah. Darnayru spends two actions to get up next to the explosive.
Yeah.
And it is time for you to roll, quite possibly, the most critical... Disabled device check that you've ever rolled.
Let's go. Come on.
Without a hero point.
So if this is, there's a DC for this. If you critically fail this, it sets off the explosive.
I figured.
Yep. No.
And then I'm just doomed. Although I get a +2 to my save against it.
A success is a success. You disable it.
Okay.
Those are the stakes. A fail means you have one more chance to try again on the next round.
I don't like any of that.
Yep.
No, if it's if it's in the same round,
a
it's
lower difficulty.
It's same round, it's the higher difficulty.
Okay. Oh man. Okay. Here we go.
We should do that. We should do that all the time.
We should. Natty 15
okay.
plus 16 is 31.
Okay. 31. Okay.
You're pausing too long.
Your soft kitty paws reach down into the device, and you can see a jumble of copper wiring and some fuses that are lit and are all starting to stream down and toward these cylinders that are full of powder.
Ugh.
Right? You recognize as raw pyronite.
Oh, gosh.
And this explosive is so archaic, it looks like it was just fumbled together. You have a moment where you're like, which fuse do I pull? You know, and it's going through your mind, and you just say, screw it. And you yank them all out.
Oh.
And you are successfully able to disarm the bomb.
Don't worry, guys. I got it.
And you retrieve 4 pyronite sticks, 4 pyronite explosives from the disabled bomb,
which we are going to use.
Bang, bang.
You know, I don't really like to show too much behind the curtain with this, but since the bomb is gone, that was a 100-foot explosion.
Oh, my gosh.
With a DC 29 save.
Whoa!
Reflex save.
Nice.
Which would have done 20 D6 fire and bludgeoning damage to everything.
Yeah.
Creatures, objects within 100 feet.
Wow.
Would have blown open the wall. It might have killed Kal-El.
Oh my gosh.
Because he only has 26 hit points. But with that many dice, you start getting into massive damage roll potential.
Yeah. Minimum damage is 20.
Minimum damage is 40.
Oh, sorry, 20 each. 20, yeah, 20 D6.
Fire and bludgeoning. Minimum damage is 40 HP.
It's 40. HP. That's hilarious.
And it would have taken me 7 whole minutes probably to roll all those dice.
Yeah.
No, I would have definitely done that on the computer. But I've been stressed out about that for a week.
Man.
Just thinking about like, oh my gosh, is this moment a TPK? Like,
I did not want to roll that. I'm so glad that I rolled a 90-15.
Wow. I should have made it way more stressful.
No, it already was stressful.
But hey, you know what? Your roll is done. Now the only thing, it's up to the other three of you to stop a whole ogre army.
Yeah.
Easy.
And a hell giant.
Let's start off by loading the ammo into the maw of Rovagug. You have 3 chances.
Let's go.
Here's the deal.
Yep.
You guys need to have, you must have, 9 successful checks in a round in order to fire this thing.
Oh. What?
9 successes in a round?
Checks. 9 successful checks. You all get 3 attempts. We're going to do a lot of dice rolling today, Thunder Buddies.
Okay.
So hang on to your...
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts. Yeah.
Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
In Britney's favorite movie.
Yeah.
When they're turning the power back on.
I love that movie.
The arm.
Yeah,
Sam
I know.
Jackson
Thank
is
you.
Oh, Sam Jackson's dressing arm.
Perry Mason.
Yes.
Sam Jackson would be a better Perry Mason than I think he would be a Matlock.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I got it mixed up.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, instinctually, you just knew.
Yeah. It's in my core.
In your court?
Court
jokes.
Okay, get on with it. I'm nervous. I can't take it anymore.
Why don't we just go one at a time? Load, an ignite, and an aim. We'll start with Varg loading the cannon with his crafting check.
21.
21.
Total?
Is a failure.
Oh.
So I was afraid of. Okay.
You got 2 more.
Luton, ignite the cannon.
18 plus 22.
18 plus 22
is
a really good.
Is that really what you got?
22?
40?
40.
That's nuts.
Come on, crit success.
That is a crit success.
Yeah.
Yay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Does it count as 2?
It does count as 2.
Yeah.
And it achieves a secret goal.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Aim the cannon, Duval.
How come you don't smile at me like that?
Because I don't like you. You cheat
don't
at this sacred game.
Don't you remember me, baby.
No, I love you guys.
Let's watch. Why don't you follow the rules written on the whiteboard right
now? When you roll a natural 20 or a natural 1, it needs to be announced. Natty 20, baby!
Yeah, baby! Wow, okay.
A 30.
Another critical. I did. Another critical success.
Look at me like you looked at her.
I am.
Okay.
I mean, almost. Not quite.
You don't want wow. to be
like that. So that's four successes. Let's go back to Jordan.
Okay? Let's go, Jordan.
Now, the difficulty goes up by one every time you guys do another check in the same round.
Crafting. Natty 18, oh. 31. Oh.
Yeah. Not a crit, but a success for sure. That brings us to five successes. Luton, continue igniting the cannon with another nature check.
You might have to insert like a big cannon noise if we get this.
I'm re-rolling. Natural 20! Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
I cannot believe this. Awesome. Apparently made to fire this cannon.
42.
That's a critical fail. Can you get a double crit success?
You can. Just
anyway, it's a crit today. Success all day. All right, so that's seven successes and three crits. Aim for us, Duval. Oh, continue man. Sighting down the cannon. What's the matter?
When you roll a natural 20 or a natural 1, it needs to be announced. Natty 1. Oh! I'm going to use my hero point.
Whoa! Using the hero point? Now I need to attack you guys.
Oh, there Natty we go. Natty 19. Cool. Yeah! That's going to be a 31. A 31.
A 31. That is a success. Wow, from a crit fail to a success. What a use of a hero point. You would have been at six successes. You're now at eight.
Nice.
Because of that. You have one more round of actions each.
Come on.
To get your ninth success.
Come on now.
Come on.
And it's starting with Varg.
30 total.
30.
That's got to be a success.
That is a success.
Yes!
Awesome.
And no, we need to see. There might be some crit fails. Two more dice rolls.
Oh.
You guys are at nine right now.
Oh, yeah, we can go
done.
More?
We're good. We're done.
Luton.
I thought we only needed nine.
You right, do only need nine. You can keep rolling.
Look at how she's looking at success. You.
But I don't have to.
You don't have to.
I feel like if
Should we stop at nine?
I mean, can we kill more giants running at
this
us?
This is why I don't go to Vegas.
I don't understand. I don't understand this.
Nine was the minimum that you need in order to fire the cannon.
So what's rolling more going to do?
It's going to do more.
Right. And there's that
or
secret thing.
If I or, fail.
Or if you critically fail, it's you,
takes one away.
Just
takes
don't
one
critically away. Fail. Simple.
Do you have any hero points?
She has a hero point.
I have one hero
point. I think, if you want to risk that, I think you go for it.
Okay.
You might have to fire this thing more than once.
Okay. 14
okay.
on the die. Plus 22.
Oh my gosh. So 36.
36.
A critical success.
Yes! Huh, could you imagine getting roll it?
So we got 11 now, right?
Yep. You're at 11.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness. Why not?
Duval, you can keep it going.
Why not?
Wait.
He got the one out of his system.
Like, you can't fail.
Right. He got the one out of his system.
Come on.
Yep. Yep. That's a 19 total.
19 total is just a failure.
Okay.
We don't lose anything.
You end your fifth round of this combat by disarming a pyronite explosive.
Oh, my gosh.
And also successfully loading, igniting, and aiming the maw of Rovigun.
This is why we came to this place.
You did so well that you sight down on that gargantuan hill giant with the maw of Rovigun, and you fire...
Yes!
The massive bombard cannon.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Bang!
Right? Yeah. Insert bang here.
Just a giant flag comes out and rolls and it says bang on the flag.
So I'm gonna ask Jordan to do this because I'm going to need some help from the custom dice roller.
Okay.
Because I don't want to sit here and wait for you guys to roll 36 d6 for damage.
I have 36 d6.
I mean, what's 36 divided by 4?
Eight.
We could each roll eight
roll
of them.
Eight.
36.
I'm down for that. I want to roll eight.
Six. Let's roll dice.
I don't want AI choosing my life for me.
I have eight D6 right here.
Pause for edit. All right, everybody roll eight D6.
Yes. Yes. Rolled it.
You guys are going to wish you had this.
No, I got some it's ones. Nine D6.
Oh, it's nine?
Yeah. 36 divided by four is nine.
That's
yeah, we both said eight. Right. Yeah, yeah.
I just trusted you.
I was rolling D20s.
This is why I do not want this at all in your hands. I was rolling D20s. It's a D6. It's the D6 the is blockiest. The die. It's the die that everybody knows
Dude,
is a die.
I know. I'm just excited.
Yes, silly.
You silly goose.
Everyone now has to do math. I was going to have Jordan do it all.
I trust Jordan's math, but I don't trust...
Okay, I got my number.
Greg, what'd you roll?
I got 27.
27 damage, okay.
Couple ones in there.
Luton, what'd you roll?
30 total.
Ooh, nice. Okay, okay. Jordan Duval, who's got their number?
31.
31 from Duval. And Jordan?
38.
38?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at you, Jordan.
Significant amount of damage done at the encroaching ogre army. And you, I mean, you just belly shot this massive gargantuan hill giant.
Hillbilly hill giant.
And this huge kablooey. Massive explosion, kabango. But they're still coming.
Uh-oh. Oh.
It wasn't enough to disperse the horde.
Wow.
Another round starts, only this time you guys can get a little assistance from Darnie Roo.
Yeah. Wait, so the big, giant, gargantuan thing didn't go down?
Didn't go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
It took a direct shot from the Maw of Rovagug.
Wow.
And didn't.
Wow.
Is it being powered by the mana storm? Probably.
Let's shoot the storm.
Shoot the moon! Shoot the moon!
This thing could shoot the moon.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay, we aim at the moon.
Oh, that's funny.
Whole nother meaning to the moon.
Upset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start with Greg. What would you like to? You can pick any of those three that you want to do.
Can you remind me what they
load
were?
Load ammo was crafting, thievery. Ignite is arcana, crafting, nature, occultism, religion. And aim is perception or warfare.
The first one you said, because thievery is my highest.
All right.
Yeah.
Darnay was going to try to load.
Trying to load. Rat and meow. Natty 15 plus 16, 31.
Critical success.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ay.
Let's keep this going. Keep this going.
Wait, so 9, 10, 11. Did we just do more damage?
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. 21? Just a regular success.
31.
No, 31.
31. Yeah, which would be 10 over 21. So that's tie. Just a regular success. My bad.
No. If the
31 is a regular success.
Okay.
The DC is not 21.
Okay. The that's 11.
I got excited.
The 11 things we rolled last time.
Yeah.
Do the extra 3 or 2 transfer over, or did it just do more damage, or do we know what happened?
Yeah. What we get.
Well,
for that?
You landed a direct hit on that
cool.
hill
jump.
That's
okay.
That's the benefit of your better. Of your
thanks,
awesome
Brittany.
Rolling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. Okay. I'm glad so I rolled one success.
Again. Yeah. One success. What's next? Igniting the cannon.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Ooh. 26 total.
That's a success.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Ooh.
Okay.
Good.
Natural 4.
Two success. Oh, oh man. Anything buts over there. Who's next? We're going to aim.
Okay. Here comes a name. 14.
Total.
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 That's just a failure. Okay. Jordan, you want to also load ammo?
Yes, I would like to also load. 34.
Oh, wow. That is a crit success.
Yeah.
So it's your first crit and a total of 4 successes. We go back around to Darnie Roo.
And I'm loading?
You were loading. You can do whatever you want.
I wish I could load
you
guys can all, in there.
You can kind of do whatever you want with this check, too. We just identify what your best skill was. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
So I'm still
working
on
loading.
We do
need a success out of every category, too. So.
Okay, well, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Rolling. Uh-oh. Natty 3. Only a 19.
That is a failure.
Okay. Not a crit.
Ignite.
Okay. 33.
33 is a crit success.
Yeah.
Make up for our failures.
Yeah, two crits and a total of 5, right? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We're halfway there.
Aiming.
Sure. Yeah. I was going around.
No, it's just a total of 6.
Oh, is that 6?
Yeah. Because
oh,
two,
yeah. It was...
I rolled an 18.
Total.
Total.
Okay. That's a failure.
Yeah.
That's 2 failures in that category.
I know.
What are you doing?
Aiming.
We need to aim.
Jordan,
yes.
You're up. And you, aiming is a warfare lore check if you want to split it up.
Yes, I think I will. I have a 14 plus 14 in warfare lore. We can give it a shot. Hey, see what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't until you said something.
Goo.
Goo.
No. 22 total.
22 is a failure.
Gross.
Dang.
The cannon has not yet successfully been aimed.
Don't look at me.
I'm just looking at everyone.
What are the options for aiming? Perception and what?
Perception and warfare lore. So for Greg's third and final check of the round.
Yeah, you should go perception.
I mean, I'm going to have to. It's only a plus 14, but come on, baby. Come on, baby.
It's better than mine.
Hey!
Nat 20! Wow.
With the Eye of Sauron
the
dice.
The dice want this to happen so bad. So that's 8 successes.
Yeah.
3 crits. We now go to Luton for your third action.
What's left? Prime?
Yep. You can do one more ignite.
We just need one more success.
Okay.
Honestly, it's a 2 and up.
Yeah.
Anything but a 1 here.
Oh, which one? I just broke all my dice out of jail. Oh. I'll use this one. Purple. 17 on the dice.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
That's a crit. That is plus a crit 22. Success. There is another crit, a fourth crit, and a total of 10.
Yeah.
You guys have succeeded at this point of firing the cannon.
Again.
Again.
All right.
Unless we keep going with Jordan and Duval.
What's up? Why don't you go first? Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You had a success in every category at this point.
Choose your highest.
Okay. I will load with a plus load. 18 and crafting them.
You're shoving the last of the spoons and the buttons off of you slot's best in there.
Yeah.
Natty 17.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
Uh-oh. 35 total.
35's a crit?
Yeah, baby!
So I can choose Arcana here.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to go with an Arcana check.
Okay. Igniting the cannon.
That's going to be a 25.
25 is a success.
Yes! Yes! Let's
go. That takes the total to 13 successes and 5 crits.
We're going to shoot this giant's nose off.
I'm going to need 9d6 from you guys.
Yeah, you are.
One more time.
And that's not a d20, folks.
I can't believe how blessed these dice rolls have been. This is insane.
We needed this.
Oh, this is...
I mean, there was a smattering, really well so a couple far. Ones, a four around here, but it's been like over 17 every single time. Oh, I think Greg might have slipped a 15 in there. Ooh, boo. You guys are great.
I rolled better this time.
That's awesome.
What'd you get?
33.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's three ones in there, but 6-4, 6-4, 6-4.
Do you have yours all added up?
Yeah, I only got a 37.
Oh my gosh. Cash 37.
30 total.
30 total.
Yeah. Brittany, 90.
Hold on. The standing army is being reduced.
Because they're getting smashed by this stuff too, right?
You can, if you do 24 more hit points worth of damage with this Maw Rovagug shot, you will have defeated the slugs of the waste.
An entire
for the
army.
First time in over 100 years.
Yeah.
What did
We're
you get?
We're making history.
Yes.
What did you get?
32.
Yeah! Yes.
Incredible.
That was amazing. So as you guys have three rounds to do that before
they're here.
Slugs get over the wall and we go back into combat.
Yeah.
But you did it too.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You shum followed.
Oh, we shum followed.
This was a big shum follow show up.
Yeah, it was.
You've done enough damage to this invading army that what little of it is left, with the help of the continuous fire from the shield marshals and the lead smiths, they start to disperse and retreat.
Run away!
The gargantuan hill giant falls down dead.
Yes!
And we don't get any ogre fighting noises from the sound set, Sirenscape at all, because they didn't make it over the wall.
I know.
You should hit play on a couple just because.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All of these things were also mana waste mutants.
Oh my gosh.
Remember the pustules?
Yeah.
Yeah. There would have been some zip popping action.
Ew.
Instead, they all got Robogugged.
They got Robogugged.
And you guys make history.
Yes.
Man.
As the Shumfall of Five, the Outlaws of Alkenstar, fire the Maw Rovagug.
Yes. Guys, we bow to no one. Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't make me cry, Greg.
I'll make you cry.
Click, click, boom.
I can't believe I left before that.
Man.
That was incredible.
That was great.
Think about how far we've come from trying to throw boxes and junkyards to shooting the Maw Rovagug twice successfully.
Well,
killing hill giants.
Hillbilly hill giants.
That's amazing.
Hillbilly hill giants. The worst mutated hillbilly hill giants.
Yeah.
With like toxic zits.
Just hanging out with my uncle brother the other day.
Yeah. My uncle brother.
I'm going to go kill that Maw Rovagug. Just you wait. I'm going to crush it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Awesome.
Well, the smoke billowing out of the end of the Maw of Rovagug floats up into the sky. And it spells out two words in the sky. Level 9.
Yeah! 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 Oh my gosh! I forgot we level up in this game.
Oh, right? It's been a minute.
It's been so long.
It has been a minute.
But this literally felt like an eternity.
When did we level up to 8? When was that?
It was after months you ago. Defeated, well, didn't quote-unquote defeated.
Oh, don't take us back there.
Halfling, oh, yeah,
what's his name?
Oh, that jerk face.
The shame.
We should
the
put shame. Him
can
in the
can.
Can
we just say Muglin was riding the hill giant? Can we
no. just say oh, that? I like that rewrite. That's good. Right. That's good.
He definitely wasn't. Dang. He's still bragging he's still about
hiding.
Being. He's, at this point, he's the only person who's ever gotten away from you guys.
He's still hiding in the sewers with rats.
Yeah, he is. He's going to have...
training them to be ninjas.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Oh, don't awesome. Worry. Your tide is coming.
Level 9.
Level 9.
I hate okay. this level because it means that you guys get a bump in your spell power.
Bump,
the casters go to level 5
Whoa.
Spell yep. casting.
It's nuts.
Yep. Level 5 spell casting?
Brittany's going to become a
I already picked
Rodigug.
Out a month ago what I was going to do.
Jordan Varg is going to have like 140 plus hit points.
Yep.
Yep. He's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's a little insane what happens at level 9. So I'll let you guys deal with that during the breaks between episodes here, but...
I better stop reading.
You gotta, like...
You've
got a war that almost just started that you need to clear out, and you make your way down to Loy Eaton, or maybe he makes his way up to
say,
you guys,
yeah.
right?
He probably wasn't expecting us to shoot this
and
thing.
And you do yeah. hear him coming up the stairs behind you. That was incredible. I can't believe you fired the Maw Rovagug twice.
We can't believe it either. It was amazing.
I thought you were outlaws. Maybe you're heroes.
Finally, someone who gets us.
Well, we've got a little bit to clean up here. And as he says this, the storm starts to fade out. This mana storm starts to lose its intensity.
I'm still picturing the lightning going across and the clouds
and it's like
in the
green
back.
Green lightning.
Oh my gosh.
Purple clouds.
So cool.
And Loy says, in all my years of service... to this duchy and to the citizens of the gunworks who support and live here. I've never imagined anything like this. That Viewslaw character, he was up to no good. He organized this. Where's he? He needs to answer for his crimes.
He's going to have a hard time talking to you because he's dead.
You took care of business already.
We
then, huh?
already took care of business.
Yeah, he did.
He
saved
also
me a heap of paperwork.
He also set up a bomb on the end of the Maw of Rovagug, and we have disarmed that.
His intent was to destroy it?
It seems like he was trying to stop any way to stop him and his army from getting here.
This has me thinking a little too much. I got a lot of adrenaline pumping through my veins right now. I think I might have just killed 6 ogres. Who knows?
It still only counts as 1. Well,
got a lot of business to take care of. First thing I need to do is round up these leadsmiths.
That's right.
And anybody in my employ wearing one of those broken hearts.
Yes.
I'm going to start working on that now while it's all fresh. You all look pretty ragged. Don't worry about cleaning this mess up. Go get some well-deserved rest. I need to see you in the morning. Please stop by the Ravage Raider headquarters before you take off. I need to speak with you and
need to speak with you as well.
We shall definitely see you in the morning.
All right. And he takes off, and you can see him start directing traffic, and there's already, like, shield marshals arresting shield marshals and corralling all of the leadsmiths up into a big group, and, you know, you've got the slain body of Viewslaw. You've got this kind of gross smell of all these defeated ogres in the air, and you head back to the last stop saloon. And it's like kind of the craziest Western scene. It's raining still. And you fling open the double swinging doors, right?
Yeah.
And there's polishing a glass, his hatchet. He's, hey, something going on out there?
Oh my gosh. Yes, there's a lot going on outside. Why don't you get the piano man back on the piano?
Sure thing. As soon as I see him, I'll send him in here and get him playing a lively tune for y'alls. Can I interest you in a leche?
I will never turn down this world-famous leche.
Fantastic.
I'll take a whiskey.
Oh, coming right up. Anything for you, miss?
No, thank you.
A big feller?
Whiskey for me.
All right, 2 whiskeys and 1 quality leche. Coming right up. Well, I suppose rooms are on us tonight.
Yes.
Y'all look pretty tired, so I'll let you head on up after you finish your beverage and get some well-deserved shut-eye. Looks like I got about 3 rooms open anyway.
Awesome. Darnayru is, like, beside himself. Almost in, like, bewilderment and, like, shocked and also exhausted all at the same time. Because you know when you, like, do something that takes a lot of adrenaline and then when you come out of that adrenaline high and you're just, like, a zombie? That's basically what Darnayru is feeling right now. He's just like, I can't believe that just happened. Can you guys believe what we just were a part of?
We fired the biggest gun in the entire lands.
And we fired it as well.
That was cool.
What's this all about? Where did that army come from?
It seemed like Vuslog. I'm sure we'll get more answers in the morning, but it seems like Vuslog was behind a lot of that.
I think you're hitting it on the nose.
So, Lovelace is behind all of this. I can't believe she sent hill giants for us and ogres.
I want to know how Vuslog had all that pull.
That is a very good question. I'm not sure what the connection is there. Hopefully we get more answers soon.
How did they convince them to fight on their side?
And why? I thought this army was long gone. It's been 100 years since this great Ma was shot.
They've probably just been living underground, sliming and stewing in their anger.
Looking for the opportune moment.
Farg will turn to Luton.
Luton, is there any way to bring back your other self? It looked like she was about to tell me something.
To
warn me of something.
What was that all about?
What did she say to you?
She didn't get to finish. What she was saying is, she said, look out for, but I don't know if I'm looking out for a person, an event to happen. I need to know.
And why did she only know you?
Yeah, she recognized you.
Exactly. She seemed to know me.
If other Luton came from a different timeline, is it possible in that timeline she knows you, Varg, in that timeline?
It seemed that way. When she first joined the battlefield, she almost seemed sad and yet happy to see me at the same time.
She definitely seems familiar.
Do your people know any Sasquatches?
Oh, my roommate in college was a Sasquatch.
Where did Varg go to college?
Moyni University.
Oh, yeah. MU. Different than the Magambaya Magical College.
Yeah. Right.
MU was more of like a community college.
It definitely was, yeah.
But they had great dorms.
He couldn't afford a university, so.
He went to South Central Mwangi State. Go Mud Dogs.
Oh, man.
Well, next time we are in battle, I could summon Sasquatch Luton again.
Is that...
No?
Maybe. It's not how the spell works.
Oh, it's just random?
It's random, yeah.
It's... I mean, she picks it, but it's supposed to be random. Yeah.
Is that something you can only do in battle?
Maybe you can.
I can use that spell again, so I don't see why...
Yeah.
Wait, can you do it right now?
I cast.
Yes.
If you have another casting, you totally should.
We're about to rest.
Do you have another casting of that level of summon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Bring her back.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, man.
It was close. One of zero of one. Don't smirk yeah, over like there face. In your
corner. I don't
corner.
Like that face.
Next time, Varg, we'll see if she comes back and we can ask more questions.
All right. I shall try to wait patiently. Hatchet!
Yes.
Another whiskey.
Oh, coming right up. You bet. Just anyone want a leche? While I'm up?
I will always take another leche.
All right. A whiskey and a leche. Just trying to push my leche.
And okay? Chin.
If no one else is drinking it, I'll drink it.
Honestly, you guys are the first ones who tried it in a very long time, and I got a lot in reserve.
Is your leche about to spoil? Is that why you're pushing it so much?
I mean, I didn't want to say spoil, because that leaves a bad taste in the mouth, but...
Ba-da-ding.
You know, I use an appropriate amount of natural preservatives in my leche just to make sure that something like this don't happen.
It tastes fine to me.
Hey, no complaints.
How's the whiskey, Kairos?
Oh, it's very good. It's resting my muscles and my heart. I'm very content. This tea is quite fine. Or this,
whiskey.
This whiskey, yes. It's quite delicious. Pinkies up.
So the night carries on, and occasionally a shield marshal or two will wander in looking bedraggled and wet from the rain, and they'll sit down and they'll see the four of you sitting at a table in the corner, and they'll give a tip of the hat or a friendly nod or even a huzzah as they see you when they walk in. Some notoriety has been earned here by the Shumfollow Five, still wearing your Ravage Raiders dusters, looking real sharp, the heroes of the day. And you head off to your rooms to get some much-needed rest. So everybody takes that level up. You all heal your hit points up to full because you have more than enough heal spells remaining to kind of get everybody. You wake up the next day, and the storm is completely passed. The weather's just fine. Another day at the gunworks. The clanging of the anvils starts up again. The Tower of Metallurgy, you see plumes of smoke coming out. It's functioning once more. Tower of Engineering, you hear all of the test firing and clanging and whirring of springs and contraptions as the experiments resume and life returns to normal rather quickly. Well, the gunworks has weathered some assaults in the past, but nothing quite like this. That's what you hear basically from everybody. They're all saying the same. Oh, I remember 4 years ago and then my orgers tried to come over. There was only like 10 of them, though. This was an organized attack. Now, if it wasn't for the Maw of Rovagug, we'd all be toast. That message you hear repeated. If it wasn't for the Maw of Rovagug, we'd all be toast.
Man, we got lucky.
Last week, you had a pie chart on the whiteboard that had all your conspiracies and linking together. Oh, and in the center of that was Loveless.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if you could put it together, what her plan is. And if you get it right, I'll tell you. Because discussing it for like 3 or 4 weeks now.
Forever? Yeah.
And I think it's maybe time to determine if you're there.
Okay.
It's kind of unorthodox, but...
That means I have to commit to one of my 17 ideas.
Exactly. I want to free up your brain space.
Okay. How many guesses do we get?
As many as you need.
So okay. So somebody else start this before I start.
Because Greg will take it away from all of you.
Because I'll start looking like the crazy guy. Charlie
with
Day.
Charlie, with the board and the
It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Loveless is selling Pyronite to Nex and Gep. And she's doing that because she wants there to be fighting and she wants to supply both sides. Because
war means money.
Yes. And power for her.
So
she's Nicolas Cage in Man of War.
I'm going to stop
you. So she's a whore.
Because you're not correct. Okay. You were right about the first part. Loveless has sold Pyronite to Nex and Geb, but that's where it stops.
Okay.
I think...
So she's not Nicolas Cage.
No.
She's not Nicolas Cage. But she is, though. She's selling
the
both sides.
She's already done the sale, then.
She's already done that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, but that's not why.
Well, so far, a large Pyronite explosion hasn't happened.
In either country.
Other than the Blithier College incident. And a little bit of Kosawana tinkering around in his workshop.
Kosawana.
We can't forget the bill that she was trying to get passed.
Okay.
To conscript everybody to fight for Alkenstar or for her. I mean, we know she's corrupt.
Yes, to both.
Well, she would be in charge of all of them, and she's over all of them in Alkenstar.
All right. So now where do the leadsmiths come into this?
The leadsmiths were originally where?
Well, they were first, the first place we saw them was with Vuslog at the art lady's house, Christia Tomlin, who is the one who is backing the bill that that Loveless is trying to get in play, but was complaining that it wasn't going well.
That's right.
Because people didn't think they needed it because of the Great Maw of Rovagug, which is why I think Loveless was trying to get all of the gunworks just destroyed by the Great Maw getting blown up by Vuslog and the army coming in and stopping production of everything.
If there's no Maw of Rovagug...
Then you need a big army.
Then her bill would make sense to Christia Tombend.
And what else did Tombend do for the Shield Marshals?
She backed the guns. The purchase of all the guns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your ideas are starting to take shape.
Yeah. The thing that doesn't make sense is why would... the only thing I'm thinking is if you took over the gunworks... Took over, not destroyed the gunworks. Destroyed the mob, but took over the gunworks.
Either way.
You have control of all...
Stop, Greg. Okay. There he goes.
You can see where it starts to happen.
So it starts to unravel.
Yeah.
You had it.
Okay.
What you summarized before was... Exactly correct. Destroy the gunworks.
Yeah.
Destroy the Maw of Rovagug.
Bill gets
total
passed.
Power.
She already has all the guns she'd need.
Mm-hmm.
The bill gets passed. Now she can outfit her new army with the last guns in the world.
But yeah.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Last but guns why? In the world, and she sells Pyronite.
Why? Why? Why?
Why would she then sell? If she was going to do all that, why would she sell? Why would she be selling Pyronite to Nex and Geb?
I think she did that for money.
To fund.
Once again, on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
She just needed money.
To fund everything that she needed to do.
To fund her plan. But I still don't understand what the plan is.
The plan
grow
is
an army.
Grow an army.
She wants to be in power.
She could literally like the Iron Fang invasion. Going across the world. Who's going to stop her? No one else has guns.
It doesn't have to be more complicated than that for her. And that's something that you guys should keep in mind. I want to make sure you're on the right, because you've said it a dozen times, the correct answer, and it squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she has a boss
that
she's
simple.
Working for.
It feels too simple.
Maybe it's power in its simplicity. But then here comes the wrinkle. Well, where do Nex and Geb come into the picture? Why are Ibrahim and Parsis here?
That's part of why I thought she wanted to get rid of the Great Maw, because there would be nothing to stop either country from coming together or fighting coming together or whatever it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to stop any deterrent from the countries.
In the DMZ, essentially, right, with her army that she would have.
You think she's going to stay
why
here?
Why would she want Nex and Geb coming in fighting each other?
Do you remember what Loy told you guys about Alkan Falls?
Oh, yeah, destroying the screw.
Mm-hmm.
But why?
Well, the screw is a well-regulated control point of all the travel down the Ustrati River.
Yeah.
If you destroy the falls, destroy the screw, the river no longer has a stop.
It goes fast.
In Alkenstar. But Alkenstar's still there because it bridges across the river and stuff. But now you can transport whatever you want all the way along the Ustrati River from Lake Ustrati all the way to the Obari Ocean, which runs right through Quantium, the capital of Nex.
We got to get to that screw and stop her.
That's where they went, I think, because they left on the boat. Ugh, we were running out of time.
We got to get there.
She's on her way to destroy the screw.
That's what it seems.
And
like,
also the entire falls. This is what Loy told you guys, is that he thinks she's on her way to destroy not just the screw, but to level the falls themselves, to change the physical terrain of Alkenstar so that there are no falls anymore. It's just a river.
Whoa, if she did that, would that destroy the whole south side of Alkenstar? Would that flood it? And only Skyside would remain? I figured it out. She's such a bad person.
And you know what she's going to do?
She's a baddie.
What? She's going to blame it on us.
She'd been blaming on stuff.
It would be really easy to blame it on you guys. Exactly. You were just trying to destroy the gunworks.
Yep.
Yes, you can't blame it on the rain.
You can blame it on the rain. It was fallen.
Oh, man.
Blame it on the stars.
They shine at night. But
whatever you do.
Don't put the blame on you.
Don't put the blame on you.
Don't do that.
Blame it on the rain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Did you know that Duval and I were
Millie Vanilli? Yeah. Hi, I'm Millie.
And I'm Vanilli.
And don't blame it on the rain.
Blame it on the stars.
They shine at night.
Wow. Did you guys practice that?
No. The worst part about it is they didn't.
The best part about it is Brittany's wow.
That's an old In Living Color skit. You remember that? It was.
Remember? I do remember that.
That was one
that
of the best.
Bad. That was bad.
It was amazing. So. Yeah. On Nelly and on Vanilli.
And they would do the dancing in those tights, those stockings.
Gotta love it. Damon Wayans.
Genius.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah, nothing? You got nothing?
He's got nothing. No.
If it's not...
Mad TV?
No.
If it's not The Office, he doesn't even know it's television.
You said Damon Wayans, so I was thinking, like, if it's not, like, White Chicks or maybe Don't Be a Menace or something.
He's not
like
in
that,
White Chicks.
Nope. That's,
isn't he one of the Wayans brothers?
There's, like, 20
he
of
is
them.
One of the Wayans brothers.
But not
but
one of those Wayans.
But that's Sean and Marlon.
I know, but you said Wayans. That's what it made me think of.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's only... Okay.
Yeah.
Our generation, there was Keenan Ivory.
And Damon Sr.
I'm 20 years older than you, so...
Right.
Yeah. And Jim Carrey.
And
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie
Foxx, yeah. Wanda. How you doing?
And Jennifer Lopez, when all she could get was a dancing gig.
That's true.
Should have stayed there.
Why are we talking about this?
Should have stayed there.
All she should have gotten.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I said it. Come at me.
Her talk singing.
Well, you head to Loy Ayton's house.
Her acting.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez, and I'm in a mech.
Not a bad movie.
But not a great movie.
Not
either.
A great movie. I watched it. It was,
you did.
I,
you
was,
did.
I thought it was good.
Probably better than Damsel.
Stop it. That's the story of our generation.
Oh, shut your mouth. Get out of here.
Beautifully done.
I don't even like those jokes. Get out of here.
Good job, Millie Bobby Brown. You go, girl.
So you head to Loy's office in the Ravage Raider headquarters, and you're welcomed this time when you come in. And he's there. And he says, "Oh, come on back to my office. Come on back to my office. I've got something that I need to give you." You go into Loy's office.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he reaches into a closet in the back of his office, and he pulls out a very ornate looking staff.
Ooh.
And he hands it to you, and he says, "I'll got this out of the armory just for you. I think it may come in handy with where you're headed." and it is a greater staff of healing.
Ooh.
Whoa. Greater staff of healing.
Greater staff of healing.
That's really good. That's really great.
For the question of the day, yeah, you can only wield one staff at a time.
That was just funny. Yeah.
She's dual wielding staffs. Right?
I've got two hands.
He also slides a pair of pistols across his desk and says, you might want to keep these for a trophy or to sell. We found them on the body of that Cyclops.
Ooh.
And there are two plus one striking dueling pistols previously owned by one Cyclopean easy boss by the name of Vuslaw. Cyclopean easy boss.
That one-eyed donkey.
he was a bit of a donkey, wasn't he?
That's great.
I think you've maybe put it together, but I know Lovelace is headed for the Alkan Falls, and if her aim here was to destroy the Maw of Rovagug and to destroy the gunworks, then that would position her to be the center of power in the whole of the Mana Wastes.
That is our fear.
If she's headed there now, you must make haste.
What would be the ramifications of her destroying the falls?
Destroy the falls, and you could freely move whatever you wanted up and down the Ustrati without the screw there to legalize or legitimize anything coming through the area. As it sits right now, the Shield Marshals can protect this region. The whole of all the people between these two nations are protected by this one city. Turning the Shield Marshals into an army would turn her into a general, maybe even a dictator of sorts. She could control this whole area. And if those two creepy fellas are involved in any way, one from Nex, one from Geb, they stand to profit either way, right? Continuing war for another 5,000 years. Just more death, more loss of life, more carelessness. Our fair city stuck right in the middle. And all of it still stands today because of you. Thank you, Shumfollow 5. You're not outlaws in my eyes. You are heroes.
We will wear that badge with great honor.
Heroes of the Gunworks, for sure.
Thank you, Loy.
I have a suggestion.
Can you tell everyone else?
Yeah, I will spread. I'll try. I'll send a text, mass group text.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I have one last suggestion for you. I want you to head to a little establishment, a riverside restaurant I know, called the Glutted Golem. It's in the Ferris Quarter. It's run by an old friend of mine, an Etten. Goes by the name of Gem and also the name of Gurr.
Gem Gurr from the Glutton Corner?
Sounds like he may have more than one head.
The Glutted Golem. You're going to ask for Gem and Gurr. Tell him Loy Aiton sent you.
Remember that, guys. We forget this part more than anything else in the entire game.
Gem Gurr.
Loy sent us.
I think they may be able to point you in the right direction. They've got all four of their ears to the ground.
Oh, it's like a dual-headed thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a Etten, two-headed beast.
Oh, that's what an Etten is? I knew that. Because I play this game.
Isn't an Etten like also an ancient Greek monster, two-headed ogre type thing? I don't know.
I'm not positive on that.
Anyway.
It's called a quadcops.
Quadcops, yeah.
What would you like to do?
Loy, do you have any insight into Nex and Geb and what they might be doing with Lovelace, other than benefiting?
It seems to me that might be enough for them. If these two strange people control Pyronite, that's enough, isn't it?
It is enough, and I wonder if... Do you think that Lovelace's army, if she is successful with her plans, is enough to take over either of these countries?
Maybe. Or support them one way or the other.
Whoever pays the most.
She hasn't picked a side yet, as far as we can tell, but if Alkenstar just becomes a neutral way station between an everlasting war, who knows what will happen to its people?
It does not seem good, no matter what.
It seems like they'll all be torn apart.
It's clear to me we need to take Lovelace out. Do we have your support?
Absolutely. I'm already working on bringing up charges. All these crimes that point to her, I still have nothing but circumstantial evidence.
Dang it.
Quite a bit of circumstantial evidence. And certainly my testimony.
As much as we can damage her reputation, the better. Because if we can get any of the Shield Marshals to know that she is corrupt, then they perhaps will be deterred from joining her army.
This guy's going to die.
Loy?
Yeah.
He knows too much.
Right. If I was her, I'd kill him.
Do you have enough, even circumstantial evidence, do you have enough that would raise suspicion with her superiors?
I believe so. We know that the Leadsmiths were here on her direction. When she showed up, she gave that order under the guise of investigating something. Added security to help the Gunworks, who were supposedly going to come under attack by the Shumfollow 5, a notorious gang.
Hmm.
Then we found the cages. You put all the evidence together by saving the two towers. And then we find out that Vuslog went to meet with a bunch of ogres, and 48 hours, they all come and attack, all of them at once, organized in a fashion they never have been before.
Mega sus.
Very sus, indeed. But you're running out of time. Head back east.
We must.
Go to the Glutted Golem. See if you can find a new lead and track down the Pyronite and Lovelace's location.
And remember to tell them that you sent us.
That's right. Loy, don't forget.
Loy,
they'll likely rip off your arms.
Perfect.
Thank you for your guidance and support. Please take care of yourself. Stay alive.
Oh, I plan on it. And we'll check in with the Shum Follow 5 next week.
Yeah.
As we learn about level 9.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hootie to the who.
Tune in, folks.
See you next week.
Yeah, tuna.
Tuna.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.